These words of Jesus are at the heart of his mission among us and his meaning for us. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. This is John 15, the first 5 verses and the 9th verse. This is really a great scripture passage to pray. The 4 questions: what does it say? What does it say to you? What do you want to say to God? And what does God want to say to you? For me, the key words are, abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in my love. You may treat this passage as a breath prayer. So sitting comfortably in a straight back chair, eyes closed, simply breathe in, abide in me, and breathe out as I abide in you. Or shorten it to one word I often do, abide. Abide. Hold tight to that word, and when distractions come, let that word bring you back into prayerful connection. And in between both your breathing in and your breathing out, sense Jesus softly saying to you, abide in my love. Have you ever asked someone to abide in my love? If not in these words, then similar ones, perhaps like, please remember today how much I love you. Well, Jesus is saying something far greater. Unite with me and remain in me and my love, as I will remain in you. The focus of this prayer is on Christ and entering into a mutual life with Christ, even during the prayer. Such prayer offers a pathway toward attaining what Christ fervently prays for all of us, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one.